Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this is a short episode. It's talking about a repo called Real World React Apps. Now, this repo, by the tagline, is Real World React Apps and their open source code bases for developers to learn from. Now, one of the best ways to learn things is doing, but another kind of follow up and kind of, I'd say it's just about the same kind of level, is reading others' code and trying to understand it and see where they're coming from. And this repo does that very well. So basically, it's a bunch of different apps in this apps directory in the repo that are all split up, and you can actually see what they do and how they function and some of the decisions behind them. And these apps vary quite significantly. It's not just like your basic boilerplate applications. They're a bit more full on. So there's UI applications, there's terminal applications, invoicing, payments, a whole bunch of different particular apps. Like it's a very large array of different applications, so you're going to learn a lot from them. And there's also different takes. So some people are using MobX, some people are just using random state, some people are using Redux, some are using other different tools. Like there's a lot of value you get from seeing about using these different tools, like those few that I just talked about in regards to state, just to how to manage state with a few different tools, like the internal tools and two of the more larger competing kind of stores. It'll give you a different thought process or make you think a little bit differently about how to tackle a problem and maybe use a library that you haven't used before as well. So I think this is quite a good repository to check out. So if you're learning about React, or you want to look at how other people are doing React differently, because sometimes you'll see tutorials and they're all doing similar or same things, or they might be very different at the same time when you're thinking, well, which is the right way? How is this going to translate to the real world? So this is actually going to show you real world apps that you can actually use, play around with, and they're all got commits to them, so you can see, you know, why things were committed, etc. So it's a really great repo. I got a link in the show notes for this one. It's by, I think it's Jerome Dalbert. I'm sorry if I'm wrecking your name there. I'm not very good at pronouncing names, but check it out. I'll leave a link in those show notes, and I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Have you found any other repos that do something similar? I know that in this repo it lists other various real world kind of code bases. So they've got Rails, Sinatra, Ember, React Native, etc. So I'd really love to know your thoughts. Have you found any others? What are your thoughts on that? What are you doing to learn React or improve reading React and understanding React? I'd really love to know. This does sum up, I think it's the third React episode in a row, or third kind of JavaScript episode in a row. So I'd love to know if you're enjoying the JavaScript episodes more, if you want to see more of them or want to see less of them. Please let me know. You can send through a tweet to @CodeCatchUp on Twitter. Send through an email to CodeCatchUp@gmail.com, or leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube in the comment section below. If you're doing this in iTunes, head over to CodeCatchUp.com for this episode and leave a comment there. And of course, I'd love a rating and review in iTunes if you are listening to this through iTunes. Otherwise, a like and a subscribe on YouTube. That's essentially it, and we'll catch you in the next episode.